Well, welcome everybody. Good evening. It is Friday the 28th, and the year is 2013 here on this timeline. And we're on bbsradio.com tonight, station 2, and this is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. We are going to, start the show, I think, with a space clearing. So many of you have done the space clearing. We've done shows about the space clearing. And Ron, well, actually, let's start by activating the light beam. Ron, do you want to begin the show by that, and then we can do a little sample of the space clearing for everybody?
Here we go. So light beam, bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Here we go. So I'm going to activate that. Bring in some peace energy into your room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a space clearing for everybody. Here we go. So if you have any bad Scoobies hanging around that you know about, this will help your room out. If you don't know about them, they're probably leaving anyway with the light beam being activated, but just in case, here we go. So space clearing in the room that you are in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Oh, Nima, line 4.
Right.
Okay, I think I heard BBS say we have a caller on line 4. I'm not sure, but we did want to mention that if we can stick to our sci-fi or paranormal Friday topic for tonight, that would be great. And so, caller, go ahead.
Question for the lightning.
I think I heard somebody, but we don't hear you right now. Is somebody on the line?
Now, this could be misinformation, but near the Niels Air Force Base in Nevada. Supposedly, I guess there's multiple areas, like Area 51, Area 52, Area 53, Area 54. And some of the information was there's tall white aliens, I think, near Niels Air Force Base. So have they encountered them and what has happened? And also the second question is, what is Ron currently doing on the other planets? He says he feels like he's been working on. Like, are we talking about other humanoid planets? Like, possibly, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, the only ones I know are the Pleiadians, but are they like planets full of grays or reptilians? Or draconians or something that he's working on? Do you have any information on that light ship?
Boy, as far as what's in those areas, those different areas, I can't really disclose that. As far as other planets, yeah, there's a lot of things going on multiple timelines that are connected to this one. So yeah, there's just so much going on that it's kind of hard to even talk about it. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I can disclose to the people here listening. I just don't know. I'm trying to think here. I'm going to pull something out of the hat for everybody in case you're wondering what's going on. There's a lot of fighting on the adjacent timelines here. What I could do is the time-traveling soldiers are always involved in something. People want to go out right now on a light ship and just
view. Before you, because I have limited time on my phone. Okay, how about the tall lights on Niels located near the Air Force Base in Nevada? What is the light
ship? I think we had a cross line there, Ron. Uh-oh, echo.
Yeah, it might be Luke.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, okay, go ahead.
What about the tall lights in Nevada near the Air Force Base? Has the light ship done anything about the if those are actual real aliens?
Well, the tall white, yes. Are you talking about something that's current news that's in the news right now, or something?
I think they've been working with them for the past maybe 40 years.
I would say that was probably correct.
Are they still there? Has the Lightship dealt with them? I mean, I'm just curious what the Lightship's information is on that.
I can't disclose anything like that. What I was going to do is bring people out on a Lightship if you want to actually feel or sense one of the battles that the soldiers are doing now. Well, I can do that.
Okay, can I ask one more question before I hang up?
Okay.
Why hasn't the Lightship gotten rid of the moon?
I don't know. I just can't, I don't know.
Besides the moon, shouldn't the Lightship just terminate the moon?
I don't know. I don't have any way to look at that. There's probably some reason, but I don't know. There's a lot going on that's happening, and I don't have an answer for that one.
Okay, thank you for calling. So, Ron, did you want to take us out on to have a look at what's going on then?
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So we're going to go up to the Lightship, go onto one of the defense fleet ships. Going into it, there's steps that you walk up on. This will seem a little sci-fi for some people, other ones who already know what it's about. And so we're going out on some pretty large ships right now. These are about 80 foot in diameter. So here we go. And as you walk on the steps, they light up. And we'll have an orientation that will be happening to us. That would be out of our time-based reality. So it could be a while there, but here it'll be pretty much instant. So here we go. We're going up to one of the Lightships. We all have our own to go on. And going to these energies right now. We're in the Lightship. So I want you all maybe to move your arms up and down a little bit before we leave the artificial gravity from the Lightship. And you can actually sense yourself as you leave and go in back from the Lightship after your battle. So here we go. We're going to be going out. And just check your gravity of your arms. Kind of move up and down. See how it feels. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're now out. Oh, boy. Going to one of the battle locations here. And we're viewing it right now. You might actually see or sense he's coming your way from them. The race that we're battling are races I don't have a clue right now who or what they are. They're just always out there. It doesn't really matter at this time, at least for me, who they are or what they are. If they're fighting back at us, then we got to get rid of them. That's the way it kind of works. So here we go. Enjoy this little segment here. And looks like the Lightships are starting to fire upon the aliens out there. They're quite a ways away. Hard to say how far. I would say, picking a number, maybe about 10,000 miles away. We're terminating them right now. You might actually feel the Lightship having a few hits on it from projectiles that they're shooting at us here. Sometimes your body might rock a little bit or do a quick jerk. If you're able to see or sense things, you may actually just see like an explosion out there and they're gone. Back to another location here. So one, out to another location. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going into another location that's completely different than what we had before. This one here is a little more peaceful. This is where some of the aliens are at least talking with the light. And not too many actually turn over, come into the light. But you're kind of watching the situation here before they get terminated. They don't choose to leave here. They have anything on their ships that are like people, humans. We take them off before the ship gets terminated. So here we go. Don't know what's going to happen. You might be able to sense something yourself. I won't comment on this here. It's up to you to discern what's happening. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. We're going to be coming back from the battles here to the lightship. So we're one-third of the way in. Just kind of move your arm up and down here, or both arms. You can feel the anti-gravity changing. Two-thirds in. Getting heavier now, and now are there. So, I guess back to you, Carrie. We'll see if we have any comments from people.
Okay, yes, I don't have any yet. So if you want to type them into the FOSS chat, or you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And thanks for that little treat there, Ron. We haven't done that in quite a while on a show that I recall. we do have... let's see, Donna is saying yes to the space clearing that you did right before that. She's having flooding issues. And I'm just going to refresh the FOSS chat again. So, all right, I will move on to another question that we have over in CLS Questions. So... this fits with our Paranormal Friday theme also, and we have somebody who's written in who's going to be taking a road trip, driving couple of hundred miles, and they're referring back to how you talked about abduction points on roads and highways, Ron, and then we did that show a couple of Wednesdays ago, I think it was, when we were talking about timeline crashing and we were talking about ley lines and timelines and ley lines and abduction points. To do with that. So this person is wondering what they can do before they go on their trip to protect themselves against abductions along the road.
Boy, be here now clearing possibly. You want to stay in your body. Put your feelers out. You might be able to sense abduction points. They last about 5 minutes when you're traveling at about 65 miles an hour. See if you yawn. If you do yawn, then it probably got you. Try to stay in your body and I don't want to like ground your car, but it's hard to describe how and what to do. Once you sense the abduction point, then you want to maybe even just pull over on the side of the road, because you will probably have about a minute or two warning as you start feeling the energy is changing. There, do the be here not clearing, I'd say, and then start off again, and you would probably be all right. Have your computer with you and you have a way to get onto the website, then you may want to also do a clearing on the alien attack page. Bring that up and run that for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Get rid of the energies that could be abducting you. Have any other ideas, Gary, or anybody else would like to comment on the fast chat? Please, by all means, put something in there.
Well, I was wondering if people purchase those, you know, the pictures of the light beam that you sell at the expos. I think you can get them online too. They're about $10, and you charge them, and then you mail them to us. How about if we had one of those with us? Would that help?
Yeah, that would help, yeah, if it's energized by me, yes.
Okay. All right. And then the Be Here Now clearing, of course, that's on Ron's website at creationlightship.com, and it's on the home page over on the left side. You'll find a drop-down box for sample clearing, and it is listed in there. So, and I guess those of us who have a smartphone, we could, if your computer is not... picking up the internet as you're driving along. You could use your phone to go on the website and do the Be Here Now clearing also. That would probably work. And it sounds like we have another caller. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, Ron. It's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
I wanted to call in and give you an update on the implant removal.
Okay.
Can you speak up a little, Barbara? It's very, very faint.
Okay, I'll try to.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's good.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is good, yes.
Okay. The implant that you took out last Friday, I had a sore throat afterwards. It started about 30 minutes after the call ended, and I got where I could hardly swallow, so I had to do a lot of throat lozenges and things to relieve that, and that hung in there for about 2 days. And then I started to get my energy back suddenly, and the sore throat went away, and now I just feel completely different. I feel worlds better. I've got a lot of energy, and I feel like I'm alive.
Well, do you have a lot of life force before you go to bed at night?
I was up all night last night.
Ah.
And I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep, but like I probably 2 hours this morning. And I've been going pretty much of the day too, off and on. But I was out somewhere different last night anyway. Also, too, I have another question for you if you're done scanning me on the implant.
Hey, well, thank you. Yeah. We can do another scan here for everybody. So here we go. We'll see what happens. So let's work with implants in the neck. The first one being taken away, out, and second one a little more difficult here, and that one's out. Oh, there we go, everybody. See how you're feeling. So thank you for calling, and we'll see what that does for you.
Ron, can I ask you another question?
Okay, sure.
It's about clones. Can they read and write on our psychic billboards?
Can a clone do that? Might be hard, but I think they probably could, yes.
And,
they could probably put something on there.
Also,
I would say
do
that,
they have psychic billboards?
Well, they may not have a psychic billboard because they're running their own program. So the program is already in them, but they could have something on there, draw people to them. That could be a possibility.
Okay.
But as far as
and
the clone, they just have a program that they're running continuously, and that's kind of what they're doing.
Also, too, I have something interesting to tell you I remember.
Okay.
Last Monday, the sky was real blue. We have had like 7 months of darkness here because we had a seven-month winter of actual snow. And then right after that, it rained. So Monday, the sun came out and the sky was blue. And I was just marveling at this beautiful blue sky. And I was looking at the cloud that came up, a tiny cloud. And it was starting to change into the silhouette of a man. And I kept looking at the cloud, and it did turn into the figure of a man. And it was like he was sitting in something, like a little desk or something he was in there, and then you could see the features of his face, and then he turned his head in my direction and blinked his eyes.
Wow. Very interesting.
What was that?
Yeah, well,
I know I'm famous for saying, what was that?
Yeah, who was that or what was that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't, very interesting. Wow.
Also, too, Ron, I have asked my spirit a question that was bothering me. When you were talking about the aliens pulling the planet into darkness.
Okay.
I can't hear because of the beep. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah, we can hear you, yes. I know we have two other callers probably coming on. So.
Okay, I'll try to be quick. When you were talking about that, there was something that bothered me about it, and I asked my spirit, what was that, the reason why they were able to do this? And I couldn't answer the question. And then when you took that implant out of my neck, I had still wanted to have the answer to this question. And then I woke up in the morning, and it was like there was this realism as to what was going on with that implant involving the planet being moved out of light into more darkness. The impression that I got was is that somehow they're using these implants to cause pain in us, to connect our bodies, to connect with our body energy, which is connected to the earth, to somehow tether us all together and pull the planet, is what I was getting from it. And also, too, I think there's some strings of emotional energies of, like, sadness and other things where people just feel totally overwhelmed by the darkness that are kind of like being used to also tether this all together also. And it's kind of like I was getting this... I don't know how to explain it. It was just like a knowing of they're like orchestrating this in like stages of they're going after, like, say, like one group will go after the pain cord of whoever they're working with.
You go off of a lot of cords off of people and connect.
And then another race will go with another cord, and then they're like working together to weave these things and tug.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, they do many things. Very unfortunate. Have anything to add on that, Carrie, what she talked about?
No, but I'm just wondering, Bob, or maybe you can just type that up and send that over in an email and we can have a little closer look at it, because that sounds like you're seeing some interesting stuff. There is, as Ron said, a lot of tethering and cording and nets around things and all kinds of ways that they use to tug on us. So, if you want to write that up, what you just said, because it's a little difficult to hear you, that might be interesting for us to have a look at.
Well, I'm having trouble with my phone. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We got most of it, I think. But, yeah, if you want to type it up in an email. And I'm going to actually say goodbye now because we've got two other people calling in that have been holding for a little while. So we're going to go on to those calls now, Barbara. But thanks for all your input, and I'm glad that the implant clearing helped you. And we'll look forward to your email. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So I believe we have a couple more callers. So, BBS, if you could put the next one through, that would be great. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello?
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 Hi, we hear you. Go ahead.
Hi. I just had one question regarding the paranormal stuff. I was very interested in a YouTube video I saw of Ron talking about being able to enlist and actually work with the light ship. And I remember you said that it was only in person, and I was just wondering, is there any way that you could, like, set something up to meet with a person or a person to come meet with you?
Good question. Yeah, I'm no longer enlisting people to fight with the aliens because what happened was the timeline duplicated over and over again, that the same soldiers are now recreated maybe a second or two after the initial enlistment. So we have plenty of people out there doing the battle. So we don't need to have any more people online, unfortunately. I guess it's fortunate for you, but maybe unfortunately, because the ones that have been on know what it's like, but almost everybody is completely off-duty right now. Only about four or six people that are active actually fighting out of hundreds.
okay. Yeah, I mainly asked because I was very interested in just actually seeing something, you know, because I hear so much about it, and I've been doing some of the healings. I just want to say that the timeline stuff is very interesting. I've actually, I was doing it a different way where I'd actually request more timelines to be crashed at once, and I would actually feel a difference on particular issues that I was focusing on. So it was really, really interesting. And so I just wanted to, you know, just feel like I could get involved and not just be a recipient, you know, kind of
see what's going on. Yeah, I understand. That's great. Right. So,
yeah.
Maybe in another month we'll go out on the light ship again momentarily, maybe for 5 minutes or so. We'll just see what happens here. Have an experience out there.
Yeah, you do that, honestly, I don't actually see anything. The only thing that I've actually felt as in proof is actually the healings from the website. I actually don't see a single thing when those things come in. I don't feel anything either, you know. And I've done a lot of radio shows, I think with you, where you put people to the light ship, and for some strange reason, I just don't see anything or whatever. But I remember you said that everybody's kind of different, so. I was just interested in that.
Uh-huh.
That was my only question, though.
Yep. Yeah, the early, everybody senses, feels a little differently. And it works regardless, so you just have to have and know that things are happening. But yeah, it is quite interesting to, you know, the ones that do feel and sense things. Oh, we'll be going out again. Maybe we'll do that like in a month from now here on the paranormal night if somebody wants to request that.
Yeah, if you could send them a message or something, just say like, could you show people who have the intent to want to see something, you know, some type of visual, because that would be awesome to have
we'll
visual
see
validation
if,
along
that can come forward. We'll see what happens. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. So I think we have a second caller waiting in the wings. Are you there, second caller?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Hi. Good. I had a question, but now I have two because of the previous caller. He made me wonder if there are several versions of me in the Sovereign Soldier's forces, at some point, are we all brought back together as one spirit?
No, you're just duplicated out, like a copy and paste. So each one of you would be out there fighting separately. That's the case. So you don't need to, you're not being diluted to be there. You're just brought from a different linear time and then put back into boot camp. That's what they're doing. They're not actually lowering your percentage of spirit. It's the same you. Just maybe, we'll just say like it's a day later to make it simple. So one day, if this happened to the people out there, we'll say that the soldiers fighting, they wanted to get more recruits, so they'll just take the same soldier and maybe go maybe a day before, we'll say, and recreate them. Now they have two of them, and then they go a day before that and recreate them. That's kind of what happened.
Okay, and there's no dilution of the spirit?
No, none at all, no.
Okay. Is there some point, I meant more like at ascension time, do we all get brought back together as one spirit because there's no more time?
That would be correct.
Okay. Now, my original question is that you've told us that your spirit is your life force, so life force equals spirit. You've told us that we can say, I now increase my life force energy, I now increase my life force energy, and we're bringing more of our spirit, from what I understood it was when we do that, we link ourselves more directly with source and spirit, and it makes this conduit through which source pours more life force into us. and that's how we increase our life force. And yet the other night, I thought I caught you saying something about you're born with a certain amount of spirit, and that's all you have, and that's all you get. In other words, you were talking about it as a fixed quantity.
Oh, okay, yeah. What I think,
which then made me wonder.
Okay, yeah. What I was saying is that each lifetime that you're born, you have the amount of spirit that didn't get stolen from your last incarnation. Let's say that, let's just say hypothetically that you only had three lifetimes here. And you came in at 100% for the first one. And then somehow your spirit got stolen by the aliens. And then you died and you only had 70% here. Well, they would take that 70% typically and put that into your next lifetime. Then again, that's lifetime two. So let's say lifetime two starts off with 70, and for some reason, maybe you get stuck in the dark arts and do many, many things, and they take away 50% of you. That means that your third life experience would only be 20% of you. That's how it works. So you can never go more than what you have or get more typically than what you're born with. You do bring more back to you from other incarnations, but typically that's how it works.
Okay, so when we say, I now increase my life force energy 1,000 times, where is it coming from?
Okay, what you're doing is invoking the spirits, the energies of your spirit, little fragments that left you in this lifetime, and you're bringing these little pieces back to you that could be just hanging out around you. And remember, if you have pain, it leaves your body. They may not want to come back in again. So they'll come and sample to see if it's safe to come in, and then from there, they may come back into you, and you're going to feel much, much better. They're probably on the outside of you.
Okay, so we can't increase our spirit portion, let's say, above the 50% that we came in, for example, in this incarnation by doing the I now increase my life force energy. We can only increase the amount in us from this incarnation. We don't get any of the previous ones back.
That is correct.
Correct.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'd say that's 99% correct.
Okay, so it's kind of a losing battle because every incarnation drains you somewhat.
Yep, that's what they had in store for everybody.
Yeah, and how does Ascension fix that?
The Ascension will look for the part that came into you, the amount of spirit in this incarnation, and it will also look for light in the dark side universes to see if anything is there. And as it's looking, it may find the parts of you that was stolen or taken, and if they cannot find it, because then that part of you is lost to darkness. But what they're going to do is terminate spirit that you don't have, that the dark cannot leave it in the torture chambers, camps, etc.
Okay. So
if you've done your spirit law code, the light ship will know your spirit signature and go out and find what it can.
Okay.
Right, Ron?
My thought, when you spoke, my thought went pew right out of my head.
Sorry.
So, no, that's okay. I'm just saying that at Ascension, even though it's a losing battle up until Ascension, when you get to Ascension, all is made well again because the parts of you that are being tortured or been captured, they're gone, they're diffused, they're turned off. And then do we get new spirit to replace what was missing, or are we just smaller spirits? Or, you know, I don't even know what I'm saying here.
Okay, well, after you get retrieved,
the blueprint of your spirit will be rebuilt in the light.
It'll be back to wholeness of whatever is needed for your next incarnation of where you're going to.
Okay. So we're given whatever we're needed.
Yes, uh-huh.
Great.
Kind of like your missing
okay,
parts
well,
will
you
get
much.
Restuck back on with a new spirit, new version of you created from the blueprint of our original spirit, even though chunks of it may well be lost forever in a sense. They'll get rebuilt. So it'll be like we'll be brand squeaky new again.
So it's like we're reborn in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, uh-huh.
Beautiful. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for calling.
Okay, so we do have two more callers still. This has been a heavy calling night. So next caller, BBS, if you want to put the next one in, whoever that is. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to say when I was... I felt that the fleet universe firing capability, and what I experienced was that there is, it's a simple that there's a radar screen that you look at, and you see the fleet ship in the middle and all the enemy ships outside, and universally it can shoot in any direction. For an example, the hub on top of the space and on the of the fleet ship, they can shoot in any direction universally. And then the outside perimeter of that plate of that fleet ship, they can shoot out of that outside perimeter in any direction. And it's just kind of like they have universal shooting capability to shoot any ship that shoots at them, like you're looking on a radar tracking screen, and you can shoot anything that is your target area. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I would say you're pretty much correct there. That's good, Larry.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Larry. We've got one other testimonial, actually, Ron, from our little trip out there that you took us on. We have someone in the CLS questions wrote in to say that their arms felt heavy, and when they moved their arms, the movement was bumpy and not smooth. So that's what somebody else listening experienced this evening when you took us out. So I think we have another caller. So do we have somebody else on the line? They hung up? Okay. All right. Well, okay, if you want to call back in again, I think the decks are clear right now. So let's have a look. We did have, Ron, several people typed in. Let me go see if I can find them real quick. Some other suggestions for people who are traveling and want to protect themselves from abduction points. Let's have a look. Where did they go? Somebody was saying to leave a laptop on, I guess, at home when you travel, and you can run clearings that way. Use the space clearing remotely on your car. And I know, Ron, you told us we can, and I know there's a place on the space clearing for remote locations and car is under that. So would that help with abductions if we did that, Ron, left a computer up at home?
Well, yes, by all means, Jeff, it will connect with you. And you may also want to put a picture of yourself next to your computer screen. And like everybody probably knows, you want to change your screensaver and make sure that your screen stays lit up all the time. And just put your picture there, and that could definitely help you. In fact, I'll do a sample here. Here we go. So this will be interesting. Everybody listening has probably went through an abduction point if they were out of their house in the last, we'll just say the last few days. If you drove a car, you probably went through at least one of them. If you're on a subway, you probably went through one. So I want you to pick the time and the day that you know you were driving, and maybe you felt a little different. Maybe you don't even know what happened. Maybe you just didn't realize anything happened to you. But we're going to bring you back here. Oh, just see if your energy changes. Here we go. If you do know of a point or place where you're yawning, felt kind of goofy or whatever, then we can do that too. But it's up to you. If you don't know and you're just listening to the program for the first time, you go, I don't know what abduction points are. I don't even know if this even is real to me. Well, we're going to bring this energy back to you since you were taken in the Beyondo. Here we go. One, two, releasing, finding you here. One, two, three, four, five, six, nine, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you should feel a little different now, maybe a little heavier. So there we go. So back to you, Carrie. Did we have a beep by chance? I don't know.
I believe we did, yeah. Do we have another caller? Go ahead, caller. Nope, maybe not. I don't know. I heard one too, but if you're calling in, oh,
can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Sharina. Yes, hello, we hear you now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're very faint, though. If you can get closer to your microphone.
Okay.
That's good.
That's better.
Yep.
Okay. I'm calling in continuation to an earlier caller about a man in a cloud, and I have something I had been thinking of sharing with Ron.
Okay.
And, what happened was many years ago, I had kind of a mini course in remote viewing. And so then I decided to practice a little bit by myself. And so I decided to, they call it target when you want to look at a certain place. And so I decided to target pieces. And what happened was I suddenly, as if I found myself standing on top of a cloud, and was this being standing opposite me completely with white robes. And it was like I recognized him immediately, and I just said, oh, hi. And he said, I want to show you something. And he took me into this space. It was a round room with windows all the way around. And underneath all the windows, there was desks, kind of like a table thing. And then there were these beings sitting in front of the desk and were completely in black with a black hood on. And they were looking down and like a, something down inside the desk as if it was a computer sunken into the desk. And the information they shared with me was, and this was like hovering over Earth, and the information that he shared with me was that we are monitoring absolutely every little spot, every little thing that happens on Earth, even with the animals. And so that was a bit mind-boggling to me at the time. And so when I started hearing Ron talk about the aliens make you turn your head at the clock, or they watch your emotions and they give you these emotions and everything, it was like, yeah, I know that. Because I kind of was shown that a long time ago.
That's good. Probably on an alien ship, and they're telling you maybe about the thoughts that you're having or how they connect to thoughts. Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay, that's all. Is
there a clearing Sharina should do for this, Ron, to get unhooked from the energy?
Yeah, let's do a clearing to release that energy. So one, two. Oh boy, and this will also help everybody else. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So thank you for calling, and see if that helps you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Sharina. All right. So, let's have a look. I'm trying to get, I've just lost the screen that I need. Okay. There was, something else I wanted to read from the fast chat. Yes. RD is, asking Ron whether when you do clearings for us, doesn't our spirit come back to us?
Typically, Typically, that would be yes. What happens is that when we do clearings, your spirit is energized that you have with it, with you, and then the light also brings in more energy to help to jumpstart the spirit that's in your body to help release the energies. Now, if there's part of you outside of yourself, walking alongside of you, that's not in your body, then the energy around your body can help to clear out part of you that's outside of your body, and that will also integrate with you. So hopefully I answered that the way you may want to hear that. So that's the way it works. If you don't have a spirit with you, then you won't have a healing, that your spirit's the conduit. That's kind of the way it works. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So even if we just left after many lifetimes on the planet here, or perhaps on other planets of darkness before we were here, and we've been abducted out hugely, and let's say we just have 1-2% of our spirit left, that little piece will still run the energy of the clearings, correct?
Yes, it will. Uh-huh.
Okay. And, of course, timeline crashing is one of the more effective ways to get little pieces of us back. And, Ron, I know you mentioned, we were talking before the show, that you wanted to know if you had set some homework regarding the space-time crash, which also brings parts of us back to ourselves. So do you want to let people know what you were looking for in that?
I just wondered if anybody felt the difference between a timeline crash and a space-time crash when you brought in your spirit to yourself as you did a space-time crash. So you're out in space if you don't get returned here on a timeline crash. I just wanted to see if anybody out there felt a tremendous change by doing the space-time crash.
Okay. All right. So if anybody would like to let us know, maybe you guys can read any testimonials out tomorrow, because we only have a couple of minutes left on the show tonight, and you can send your comments over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. CLS for Creation Light Chip. Questions, plural, with an S there, at yahoo.com. So we've got somebody who has written a question into that address tonight, Ron, and they're asking about a movie called The Island. They had it recommended recently, and they were told it is a story involving an underground clone factory.
Uh-oh.
And they're wondering, and they say the story is a triumphant one, so perhaps the good guys win. I don't know.
Is this a new movie or an old one? We'll have to
find
out.
I'm not sure. I don't know. But they're wondering if you've seen it. Doesn't sound like you have, and I don't think I have either. I'm not sure when it came out, or I don't think it's a new one. I don't remember hearing that title, but it could be. So I guess anybody else is listening, if you know the movie The Island, about an underground clone factory, and you can type something into the fast chat for this person to read to see whether they should go see it. They're just wondering if they should see it. So, let's have a look. I'm just refreshing.
Our time is getting close to 5 minutes.
TikTok. Yeah,
so
where are we?
We'll do a mind a heart drop for everybody. Oh, here we go, commanding your spirit, whatever you have with you, to take those thoughts and bring them into your heart. Here we go. So, coming backwards, so you feel the energy drop down like an elevator. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Wow, okay, there we go, everybody. So hopefully you're feeling great. And our next program will be same time and also on Station 2 tomorrow. We'll see you there. We'll go to the light ship for healing. So you have to be on the program live to experience the light ship healing. Well, Carrie, thank you for being on tonight, and we'll see everybody later. We have our Sunday 8-hour call coming up on the 30th here, 30th of June, and we will get a more alien critters that are inside of people on the call. Blessings. See you later, everyone.
Night-night. Thank you.